Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Let's begin in northern Gaza, where Israel has carried out new airstrikes targeting the Jabalia refugee camp. There has been fierce fighting and bombardment in the area. Overnight attacks there killed several people in a house sheltering displaced Palestinians, victims of flooding into the Kamal Adwan Hospital near the Jabalia refugee camp. Earlier, the Israeli army shelled homes near the hospital itself. The facility is facing shortages with almost no medical aid coming into the strip to provide relief. In early February, Israeli forces withdrew from northern Gaza, saying it had destroyed Hamas battalions there, but its forces have re-entered the area and resumed their attacks. Jabalia is Gaza's largest refugee camp, which is now all but destroyed. In the south, there's been fierce fighting between Israeli forces and Palestinian fighters on the outskirts of Rafah. On Thursday, Israel's defense minister announced a further deployment of ground forces to Rafah. The Israeli army's intensifying assault on the southern city has forced the evacuation of its largest hospitals. The facilities are running out of fuel while facing shortages of water, food and medicine. The World Health Organization says it has not received any medical supplies in the Gaza Strip since May the 6th. The Israeli military says it has found bodies of three Israeli captives in the Gaza Strip. The army says that Itzhak Galanta, Shani Luk and Amit Buskila were killed during the October the 7th attacks with their bodies taken into Gaza. It's not clear where they were found. About 250 captives were taken on October the 7th, nearly half of them free during a November ceasefire. Israel says about 100 captives and the remains of 30 others are being held in Gaza. Now, the first shipments of aid have entered Gaza using a new floating pier built by the U.S. military. The U.S. says 90 truckloads a day will be delivered using the temporary installation, enabling 500 tons to enter the strip in the coming days. The U.N. is to coordinate the distribution of the aid after it's unloaded and inspected again by Israeli forces, but it says if Israel continues to prevent the entry of fuel into the strip, there will be no way for it to be distributed. The first trucks have taken aid off that pier. That was on Friday, driving it into Gaza for distribution. They're driving along Gaza's coastal road, connecting both the north and the south. Despite the new maritime corridor, the UN and various aid agencies insist that overland routes would be a far more effective way for aid to reach Palestinians.
On the Inside Story podcast, we'll be looking at the deepening friendship between Russia and China. Could it lead to a shift in alliances and the global balance of power? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.